This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
For the tip, it's a pass. Kyle Connor, Pionk wants it. He gets it. Pionk shoots. Tip. They score! Game over! Series over! And the hero is Adam Lowry!
The Winnipeg Jets beat the Blues in 7 games. They score in regulation with 1.6 seconds left to go, the latest the Game 7 equalizer had ever been scored. They win it in the second overtime. The Bandits win over the weekend as well. They'll be home for the start of the NLL Finals, looking to go back-to-back-to-back.
Three-peat.
Yeah.
Although you can't say that. You got to get Pat Riley's permission.
That's right.
So stupid.
We're going to call it a...
we're going to get a new name for it. A triple... Triple something.
I don't know.
Well, I think of that, by the way. Pionk, who you heard on the call there, who had the assist, that was his third assist of the night, played 46 minutes last night, led the whole game in ice time. Not that he's somebody you would get that excited about, but he's the number one right shot defenseman in free agency.
There you go.
If you want to go overpay a defenseman, Buffalo, Kevin Adams.
Yes, so there you go. I would like to overpay a defenseman. Should I want them to root? I mean, of course, the answer to this is yes. Like, win the lottery tonight? Draft lottery tonight?
Well, I've seen this take out there.
No,
if you want
take.
Them to trade the pick.
For what?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But you're not. They won't trade it if they're number one, because nobody ever trades
the number
one
pick. Go ahead and win the lottery, and then instead of trading the pick, trade a player.
Right, right.
Maybe if you win the lottery, you trade, just the first name that came to mind here, and you don't have to, don't go for me on this, but Paterka, because you won the lottery. Like, well, all right. Uh-huh. Maybe who can we sell high on and make our team better in a different way? I don't want them to trade Paterka, but anyway.
Sure, no.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. The NFL announcing that Washington will host the 2027 draft.
Mm-hmm.
Axios reporting that. So the timeline is Pittsburgh next, and that's going to be at, is it North Shore Park? Something like that. North Shore Point Park, something. Hold on, I'll find the exact words for that on what it is. But Pittsburgh's hosting the draft, and then Washington at the National Mall.
Yeah.
And then the Bills are on the clock in terms of having applied for it. So the Bills applied for, or are formally going to apply for 2028 or 2029 to host the draft. The stadium will be open. As we've seen, it probably won't be in the stadium. The draft is outside. Is it going to be in a parking lot? Is the Bills' best idea a parking lot and a tailgate kind of draft? They have lots of room for that.
Yeah.
That's what Green Bay was. Green Bay was outside the stadium in a gussied up parking lot.
Are they going to put it in the parking lot outside the new stadium, we're saying?
Well, they would have to. I mean,
not.
Or
because the old stadium will probably be down by then.
It'll be gone. There will be room for that. So if over there there's space, I think we're looking at. I mean, you could say Outer Harbor, downtown. You could shoot for any number of things you want to shoot for, but
right.
Green Bay just did it next to the stadium outside.
Dallas, when they did it years ago, what was it, 6-7 years ago, they did do it inside their stadium. So it's been done, but you are, I think, capping how many people then can attend because...
And Dallas is a bigger stadium.
It is, right? It holds like 100-something thousand. And you're obviously blocking off, because the stage's got to go somewhere, you're blocking off like a concert. Like, you're blocking off a quarter of the stadium, probably.
And it feels like the event itself has gotten bigger.
Right.
So
right.
I don't know how many places would put it in a stadium. I don't think the Bills would. I mean, that stadium, the new stadium is going to be, what, 62,000? And that seems really small for a draft, which... The numbers of the draft are constantly pointing that it's 100,000 people come in every single day and come to the draft. So I don't know, but they're on the clock because now that 2026, I mean, we knew that one was awarded. Now that 2027 was awarded, 2028 is next up. National Mall for Washington, right there by the Washington Monument.
Yeah.
America's favorite day of the year, the draft.
Yeah, that's an interesting spot. When I saw that, I think that should be pretty cool. Shouldn't they just start doing that? Just put the draft in, like, random, beautiful settings? Remember when the NHL played an outdoor game at Lake Tahoe?
That's right.
The draft in front of, like, a beautiful mountain. Do it in Mount Rushmore.
The Grand Canyon.
Yeah, just start going around national landmarks. Because at this point, if it's just a parking lot, you just need empty space.
That's right. They did Vegas, right? The NFL did Vegas on the Strip.
And they did it on the Strip, yeah. So... Yeah, I guess they're not doing in stadiums
they
anymore.
They did Nashville on Broadway.
Yep. All this after, it was just Radio City Music Hall for so many years.
For a long time.
Like until Brady Quinn, maybe is the final time that happened. I remember him going up to Roger Goodell's suite because he was so embarrassed when he was out there on the floor for so long.
Yeah, there's no more green rooms for guys to just sit in forever.
No, not
really.
Waiting
for your name to be called. That doesn't happen anymore.
No. They have the lounge area, which is where Max Hairston was, you know, dapping up everybody walking by.
That's right.
That's almost the same, a little bit. But you don't have as many, like, embarrassing, this guy's still in the green room moments as you used to. I'll be curious to see what they do, because it does feel like to show off the new stadium, you'll want to be inside the new stadium. But, right, I guess it'll have to be how much are they okay with having in the seats.
Well, by then you'll have
you can't have all the seats full, but you have to add in the people that'll be on the field.
You'll also have two full seasons in the stadium by the time this draft shows up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
2026 right. And 2027.
Right. Right.
And the outside will look nice. You can still kind of show it off if it's going to be in the parking lot. Again, they have to be chosen. They have not won it yet.
No.
They have to win the bid. They've expressed an interest in hosting it. They have to win that bid, which I would expect that they will. I do wonder how much they just went to Green Bay, and Adam Schefter wore a hoodie with his jacket, so it must have been chilly.
Yeah, he didn't do it well, by the way. Did you see it?
I did, but I wonder how the league feels about, okay, and how the Bills feel about, you know, April. Are we all nervous about that one?
See, that's why I think you'd want to be in the new stadium, because of wind confusion and you got the overhang and it's a little drier. Yeah, like if it had been like yesterday, or yeah. this weekend,
yeah.
which isn't even like the worst it could be, but it was okay, rainy the whole time just and
not
gray.
Not fun. The draft meets the British Open. Like, that's what that would have been if it was this weekend.
Right. I mean, imagine if it was snowing the weekend of the draft happened. Right. You would just never
close
hear
up
the
shop.
End.
Close up
never
shop.
Never hear the end of it.
803-0550, our number 1-888-550-2550. So, yes, Washington gets the draft in 2027. Yes, 2027.
Yep.
And
yep.
the Bills have formally looked into or asked about 2028 and 2029 to get to the draft. Maybe raise a banner while we're there, you know? Win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, everyone would love that, I think, to enter into the new stadium with, right?
Up with a banner?
Sure.
Schedule comes out in 9 days.
Yeah. Yep.
How much of the last year at Highmark? How much of that matters to you? The last year at Highmark?
It does. It does. I mean, it hasn't hit right now, and I don't know how emotional or unemotional I expect to be when it's, you know, the last game in the stadium, the last regular season game specifically, because, you know, we won't know if it's the final playoff game. We could know it's the final playoff game, I guess, in some instances. I don't know. Like, it's, for me, how many, like, we're getting more and more amazing moments now. But, so it's not as nostalgic, I guess, because they all kind of feel top of mind. All the greatest moments that I can think of experiencing in that stadium. Because for me, I mean, I'm growing up during the drought. So, you know, how nostalgic can you get about, what, Leotis McKelvin kick return touchdowns and, you know, games where they won 13-10
right.
to go to 5-6. But for someone that lived through the 90s, I bet it'll be, and even back to the 70s with OJ, like, I'm sure this will be a very emotional send-off.
Part of what you're getting at there also might be, you know, nostalgia is a thing that a team leans into when there's not something better to pay attention to.
Right.
And
which is why the Sabres are basking in it for the last couple of years.
Right. Whereas, yeah. the, you know, if the Bills are throwing nostalgia out there this year for the final year of the stadium, that's all well and good and welcome, but the
right.
present day is about as good as it gets.
Right.
Like, I'm watching
right.
the present day Bills and thinking, yeah, the old times. Uh-huh. We had a lot of fun here. Are they going to beat the Eagles? Because they're home against the Eagles this
right,
year.
Right.
And they're home against the Bengals this year. And the Ravens and the Chiefs.
Right, like the final, I don't, like the final regular season game at the stadium. What if it's for the one seed? What would it be more about? It might be more about the send-off of the stadium, but we'll go into that week thinking like, oh, this is the game for the one seed. You win and you clinch it. You finally get it over Kansas City. And it's also the final game at the stadium.
Well, it would be superseded 2 weeks later by the game that's in the playoffs.
Also that.
Another part of it, right? If this were a drought era year, we might say, like, oh, here's the last game of the stadium in January, early January, but the
right.
playoffs will make it different.
Right. So I do care, though, about to enough that when the schedule comes out in 9 days and the buildup to it, I will care about who their final regular season game is against. And who they are going to match up with, because I'm assuming they'll do a lot of their ceremony or, you know, giveaways. I don't know what they have planned for the send-off, but whatever it is, I would expect a lot of that to come in the final regular season game.
Yeah.
They wouldn't wait for the playoffs because it's just a little more uncertain. So I'll be curious to see who they play in that game, and I would expect it's going to be like Miami.
I would expect Miami.
Like, I'd almost be, I don't want to say I'd be stunned, but I would expect Miami.
Me too. Close the stadium, Miami, in December/January.
Perfect.
A cold weather game against Miami to close the season.
And would they even do that with the rivalry uniforms? No,
that's,
you don't want to do that. You'd want right. to wear. You'd want to wear nostalgia, right?
Well,
you want to wear brand new in the last game at the old stadium?
No. That's a fly in the ointment. That rivalry game
yeah.
is going to have to be before then because they're going to want to sell the jerseys.
Okay, so maybe it's not Miami then.
Maybe not.
Because Miami, you're going to want to do earlier in the year, if Miami.
Right, are we just assuming the rivalry game is Miami? It could be the Jets, it could be the Patriots, but we just kind of assume it's Miami.
I mean, I think it probably will be, but I guess it doesn't have to be.
Yep.
So at that point, if you've got Miami earlier, then give me New England at home for the final game, I think.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Have some real good stat of the day fodder for you. I mean, first off, on the hockey How about last night? This is not the stat of the day. But over the weekend, it's happened five times in NHL history that a team has rallied from down two in Game 7 to win. Happened five times in NHL history and twice this weekend.
Yeah.
Happened three times before.
Three times in NHL history, before. Like 100 years of history?
Yep. You take a 2-0.
That should tell you how special this weekend was.
A 2-0 lead. I'll lock that down. It's over.
Right.
Twice this weekend. It wasn't enough.
I mean, for years, I still remember the Bruins doing it to the Leafs. That was a 3-goal deficit, though.
Yeah.
They were down 3 with like 5 minutes to go, maybe even. No, less than that. Less than that. And then they win it in overtime. Yeah, that's pretty wild to have that happen twice.
803-0550, our number. We'll chat with Paul, 7:30 on Tage and the Rochester Run. Carl Jones at 8, Sal at 8:30 here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.